dear expert. I have a 12-year-old daughter and an 8-year-old son. And although my daughter is sweet with her friends, she is not with her brother. She puts him down. She teases him. He tries to stand up to her or to pretend her words don't hurt, but I know she's breaking his heart. How can I stop their fighting? All right, you got the scenario? Got a 12-year-old estrogen American. Got an 8-year-old boy. The 8-year-old boy apparently has some admiration for his bigger sister. She doesn't reciprocate. She puts him down, she teases him, and she, according to mom, breaks his heart. How can I stop their fighting? All right? All right. Your basic, standard, everyday, run-of-the-mill, my kid isn't treating their sibling right. All right. Here's the answer. It's amazing how motherhood destroys our memory. We give birth to child number two and fantasize that our firstborn will embrace the intruder joyfully. Intruder. A brother or a sister. An intruder. Okay. Now let's just let that lay for a little bit. Remember how you felt about your own siblings? Well, maybe I felt a little different. But let's just accept what she says there. Yes, there were times when your brother or sister flew to the rescue, but many more occasions when he or she tortured you. In between the lines, it's normal. It's just normal for her to abuse her brother. Your children, you abused your parents' children, did you not? And they abused you, so get over it. Okay, but it goes on. This isn't to say that your children will never be friends. See, you just have to put up with right now when they're not friends. That's all. Just, oh, maybe 5, 8, 10, 12, 15 years when they're not going to get along. And they just happen to both be living in your home when this is happening. But that's okay, because the psychologist says this is just the way it is. This isn't to say your children will never be friends or that you should stand by and do nothing. Okay, now we're all right, now we're getting somewhere. She's saying, okay, I'm not advising you to stand by and do nothing. All right, good. I like to see when experts give parents permission to actually do some disciplining. All right, let's see what she has for disciplining. Start with a good cop approach. While you're having a snack or taking a walk with your daughter, appeal to her big sister status. Tell her you know she's mature enough to stop the cycle. Suggest now she pay her brother a compliment. When he feels accepted, he's less likely to push her buttons. But don't expect a miracle. Your daughter is at the peak of pre-adolescent angst. Angst is this kind of overall generic life-pervading sense of uncertain anxiety, okay? So explain to your son that this may be part of the problem and he needs to respect her privacy and tolerate her moods. End of advice. That's it. There you have it. You got a 12-year-old verbally and emotionally tormenting an 8-year-old. Expert says, you don't need to stand by and do nothing. Mm-mm. You need to take your daughter for a walk and tell her you think she's mature enough to stop this. And if she pays him a compliment, well, then he'll feel better accepted. And there you go. And the girl will go, oh, mother, I hadn't even thought about that dynamic. Of course, that's such clarity to our situation. You know, in the past several years that I've been abusing my brother, I have never heard you suggest that I should treat him nicer. And I've never heard you ever say that he likes me and that I should give him a compliment. Don't you love it? The experts assume you've never done any of this stuff. Take your kid for a walk and tell her to treat her brother nice. There. How's that for expert advice? That'll take care of the problem. First thing, nothing but words. Have you noticed? Nothing but words. All you have to do is talk to your daughter. What I find it interesting because the expert said, this doesn't mean you should stand by and do nothing. Okay, what do you want me to do? She told me what I should say, but she didn't tell me what I should do. Then here's the kicker. I love this. Here's the kicker. Explain to your son. Here we go. More words. Like you never did this before. You never sat him down in all of his 8 years and attempt to explain to him that his sister could be a snot. Explain to your son that this may be part of the problem. In other words, that she's 12 years old. That's part of the problem. She's 12 years old, okay? You can't expect her to be nice at 12. Come on. So explain to him that this is part of the problem, and he needs to respect her privacy and tolerate her moods. And there it ends. To tolerate her moods. Don't you love it? Let's explain to the 8-year-old that the 12-year-old needs to be accepted for the moody, tormenting, snotty behavior that she exhibits. And it's the 8-year-old's role to understand where she's coming from. Not a word about telling the daughter, you will treat your brother better, or I will do something about it tangibly. You are not allowed to mistreat your brother. You are not allowed to unload your moods on your brother. You are not allowed to break your brother's heart. You are not allowed to torment him. And this is what I will do about it. Are you kidding me? Now, this was in Reader's Digest. It was excerpted from Family Circle. The circulation of Reader's Digest is approximately 28 million. Family Circle is several million. Accounting for some overlap, you got 30 plus million readers of this question. Is it any wonder? Is it any wonder at all that parents are simply reluctant to assert authority? This is a no-brainer question here. The daughter's mistreating the son. And I love mom's language. She's breaking his heart. All right? The poor kid must be getting hurt. This isn't your old basic, she's a snot, but who cares? I don't care what she thinks. No, apparently this is some sensitive little 8-year-old kid. And what the expert says to do is take her for a walk and tell her to be nice and tell the son, accept the way she is. Ain't it any wonder that parents no longer have much of a sense of authority or parenthood in their own home? It's just downright amazing.